I am Phil Nee with a look at sports on a Friday morning. Lancaster won a boys' basketball game over Richland Center, 70-53 last night. The game was competitive all the way. The Arrows led 33-24 after the first half. They began to pull away in the second half before the Hornets got within 5 points with 13 minutes left. Lancaster was able to get back with a balanced attack and get the win going away. They had four players that scored in double figures. Zach Hermson scored around his season average with 23. Dane Kaufman added 19. Taylor Williams 11. And Brady Schmidt scored 10. The team made 8 3-point baskets. Richland Center's junior Jaden Shep had the hot hand as he connected on 8 3-point baskets and finished with 30 points. Sophomore Connor Stoltz had 2 threes and ended with 6 points. Deacon Hayes scored 5. Abe Bosworth, Brady Dosh, and Liam Fingerson all had 4 points. In the JV game, Lancaster won 47-38 over the Hornets. Following the 70-53 varsity game win, the Flying Arrows are now 12-7 overall, 5-2 in the league. They will play Saturday at Stoughton. Richland Center is now 6-14 and 3-4 in the Southwest Conference. They will make up a game at home against Platteville on Monday night. Elsewhere, River Valley got by Prairie du Chien 57-47. And a win for Dodgeville, edging Platteville 78-77. In the SWAL, Darlington 62, Iowa Grant 48. Mineral Point beat Fenimore 56-48. Also a win last night for Riverdale over Boscobel, 62-58. Bevan Dennis had 25, Enril Gantula 14, Henry Drone 11. For Boscobel, Kipton Brown had 19, and Graydon Richter scored 10. In the Ridge and Valley Conference, Kickapoo got the win at Ithaca, 69-45. Panthers led by Arlen Walter with 17. Adric Egge had 16. Malachi McCauley had 15. And Brecken Miller, 11. For Ithaca, it was Devin Iam with 14. Cody Burns, 13. Houston Bolin scored 11. Also in the Ridge and Valley, Weston over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Final score, 76-64. Weston was led by Isaac Jennings with 35 and Eli Jennings with 14 points. A victory for Potosi Cassville over Highland, 55-43. Also Seneca, 59-37 over Wazika Steuben. It was a win for North Crawford over DeSoto, 66-51. Luther, 67, Viroqua, 52. Also a win last night in action for West Salem over Westby, 90-52. Cuba City got the win against Southwestern, 57-50. Mount Horeb over Portage, 73-36. And Sparta bested Black River Falls, 65-62. In area girls basketball, Kickapoo over Ithaca Weston, 64-50, Hillsboro 62, New Lisbon 53, Cashton 44, Royal 37, Nacita 43, Wonewoc Center 37. The Mauston girls beat Westfield 66-40. The basketball schedule for tonight in boys' games, Prairie du Chien is at Wisconsin Dells, Potosi Cassville at Platteville, Weston at North Crawford, Nacita at Hillsboro, and Royal at Brookwood, Wazika Steuben is at DeSoto. And in girls' basketball tonight, we'll have coverage from Richland Center at River Valley, that matchup tonight in Spring Green. Also, Dodgeville plays at Lancaster, Prairie du Chien at Platteville, Ithaca Weston is at North Crawford, Fenimore at Riverdale, Darlington at Boscobel, Highland at Barneveld, Lafarge at Seneca, Wonewoc Center at Bangor, Wazika Steuben at DeSoto, all in girls' basketball. Plenty of wrestling this weekend with a preview of tonight's tournament going on at Richland Center High School. Here is WRCO's Bill Twining.
The WIAA Regional Girls Wrestling Tournament will be held around the state this evening with individual qualifiers in this area destined for next weekend's Mineral Point Girls Sectional. Area Girls Wrestling Regionals tonight are at Wanakee, at Mineral Point, and at Richland Center, with wrestling slated to begin at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Area teams involved in the Wanakee Girls Regional tonight are River Valley, Mount Horeb Barneveld, Stock Prairie Wisconsin Heights, Baraboo, and Lodi. The Mineral Point Girls Regional tonight primarily consists of teams from the local SWAL and SWC wrestling conferences. Iowa Grand Highland, Dodgeville, Belmont Platteville, Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Darlington, Fenimore, Lancaster, Pecatonica Argyle, River Ridge, and host Mineral Point, led by top-ranked and defending state runner-up Delia Collins. WRCO Sports will be on hand with the reports tonight from the Richland Center High School Girls Wrestling Regional, where 10 teams are in the lineup. Featured will be girls from Richland Center, Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, North Crawford Seneca, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Ithaca Weston, Riverdale, DeSoto, Viroqua, Westby, and Prairie du Chien. There are 5 girls in the Richland Center Regional tonight who have competed in the state wrestling tournament, including 3 state place winners: Adriana Logue of North Crawford Seneca, Brittany Pesci of Prairie du Chien, and 3-time state place winner Kylie Klum of Westby. Also, senior Madeline Muller of Richland Center and sophomore Aspen Gilo of Prairie du Chien were state qualifiers a year ago. There are also 5 girls at the Richland Center Regional tonight who are in the state wrestling rankings. Madeline Muller of Richland Center is ranked number 7 at 120 pounds, and the Hornets' Kaylee Spildy, also a senior, is ranked number 16 at 100 pounds. Senior Kylie Klum of Westby is also ranked 16th at 107 pounds, and 2 girls in the 185-pound weight class tonight at the Richland Center Regional are listed in the rankings. North Crawford Seneca senior Adriana Logue is 6th. Prairie du Chien junior Brittany Pesci is 8th. We'll have reports tonight and a full recap on tomorrow morning's sports report from the Area Girls Richland Center Wrestling Regional. Action starts later this afternoon at 5 o'clock. For WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. WRCO Sports will have coverage of boys wrestling tournament action tomorrow from Brookwood's Division III event and from Richland Center's Division II outing. Richland Center boys coach Wyatt Seep checked in this week.
Yeah, I think the team is ready, definitely. They've been working really hard. We've been working on goal setting, and it's a long season, but every one of those minutes on the mat leads up to this, and I think we're set to go.
The other team that I'm asking about is your team that puts on 2 tournaments, regional on Friday and the sectional on Saturday. It takes an army to put that on, doesn't it?
It takes an army. And, man, you know, this is my first year coaching. And without the people that I have around, not my first year coach, it's my first year as a head coach. But without the people around me who have done this before and are also willing to stretch out a helping hand and really go to town getting this stuff done, I wouldn't be able to do it. So I'm very blessed to have those people. Richland Center Wrestling is very blessed to have those people.
And how is the team health-wise? Are you getting over all the sickness and illnesses you had?
Yeah. Sicknesses seem like they're kind of out the window. We have had some unfortunate injuries. We started the season with 12 boys, and we're down to 7 that we're bringing to the sectional due to mainly injuries and things. It's a tough season, and unfortunately that's all part of it, but that's where we're at.
Who do you consider your leaders on the boys' team this year, Wyatt?
We've got a few of them, Ethan Bindle being one of them. He's going to be one that we're taking into the sectional this weekend. He's our senior. Ethan Bodendine is another leader. We've got Braden Argle. He's another senior. Both him and Ethan Bodendine have been injured and will not be able to wrestle. But we've got some good leadership in the room, and our strategy as far as leadership goes. The captains and I talk about this as a pull, don't push mentality. If we expect something out of the people around us, we're not going to push them to do it. We're gonna do it first, and then set our expectations that way. And I thought those guys have done a really good job.
RC boys wrestling coach Wyatt Seep. Coverage begins tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for the boys super sectional. Bowling scores to recap from the Coffee Clutch League. Holy Rollers had the series high 18-22. The 10 Pins an 18-13. Gutter Gals 17-97. Gutter Gals 6-43. 3 Aces and Holy Rollers 6-34. The 10 Pins with a 6-31. Top series, Marsha Mahatka a 5-32. Patty Labansky, 490. Marlene Gary, a 478. Top game, Marcia Mahatka, 201 and 180. Marlene Gary, a 173. Splits picked up, Judy Adrian, a 27. Barb Burns, a 6-7-10 and a 2-7. And Lila Kraska, a 2-9. Tammy Schwingel had a 5-10 in the Coffee Clutch League. From All-Star Bowling, Week 23 of 32, Top Series, Turbo's Bar and Grill, $28.90, TKO Barbecue, $28.19, Jones Collision Center, a $28.12, Turbo's Bar and Grill with a top game, a $10.73, Jones Chevrolet, $1,000, and Culligan Water Store, a $9.92. Top Series, a $7.21 for Travis Bushley, Gary Bushley, $1.72 over average with a $7.12, and Jason Gerner, rolled a 680. Top game, Travis Bushley, a 277. Ken Nix Sr., a 276. Jason Gerner, a 259. And Casey Owen bowled a 572, 92 over average in action from the All-Star League.